Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
Let me ask you this. As far as the conferences, we see some things that make absolutely no sense when conferences, like schools on the West Coast and the Big East, and Big Ten has 13 schools.
It's because they're getting paid.
Yeah, so, but I say that to say everything is derived around football, mm-hmm. and the conferences is just going crazy.
No, they ain't. They're going money. They're going business. Going money.
So I say that to say, is there ever any way possible that you foresee Jackson State being in a power conference at some point in time?
I would like to see that when we're ready. Mm-hmm. We got to be ready. Now, when you start jumping conferences, and I don't want to just jump to no baby conference. If I'm going to jump, let's bungee jump. Let's do the doggone thing, okay? So I got to get the Travises. I got to get Travises there too, okay, up front, mm-hmm. on both sides, offensive, defensive line, with some depth, because that's how the big boys will get you now. They can't mess with you on the skill position, because we got a quarterback that can spin it. We got receivers that can go, DBs that can go, linebackers that can bang and cover. Where they get you is right here in the trenches. Mm-hmm. Because
linemen.
Now when they rotate, they rotate. Yeah. And they got eight heat-seeking missiles coming, yeah. and you may have four. So sooner or later, you're going to wear down. So you got to beef that up if you want to compete with the big boys.
But you would like that or be open to it?
I want that.
Yeah, I mean,
I want that.
But what conference would you want to be in?
I know it.
It don't matter. Somebody, a conference that is going to
SEC
make sure that we don't have a struggle no more. Because everything is a struggle. Everything is not enough. Everything is less than. Everything is like thereof. It's going to be a conference that can put the whole school on, that we straight.
SEC would be big. It could be Big 12, too. I mean, if it's in that guy. SEC is like...
This SEC is the biggest.
This is the biggest. And it's
but
tough.
You got to understand, when you start talking like that, you got to have somewhere to house them.
And
you got stadiums? You got to have all the facilities?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody... Come on, man.
Yeah. I want to get to the facilities. But I want to talk...
SEC coming here like this?
You said playing the big boys. Mm-hmm. And I know one of the things you touched on recently was the money games.
True.
And the disparities in that. Can you elaborate and explain to people? Because when we see a... let's pick a random school. Let's say you guys play Alabama.
So you just saw Alabama State.
Right, Alabama
play State. Against UCLA.
Right.
Okay.
Big dog.
I don't mind that. But tell the kids what it is. Mm-hmm. I'm playing for money. I'm playing so that we can pay for this. Don't act like you got a chance. Because you know you don't. Mm-hmm. And then if you playing for money, do real business. So you getting $500,000 or $590,000, whatever was reported. Mm-hmm. Won't you call and check and see how much a charter flight is, two charters? Because you got one for the team and one for the band. Okay? Going to California. Now you got hotels and all that, all those accommodations. And probably two nights of food and all that. That's probably six meals. That's going to be an upward of $700,000, $800,000 to $1 million. But you're getting $590,000. So you took a L and took a L.
Going and getting beat down.
Literally.
Yeah. So
to me, if I put my kids in a situation where there's no win and is detrimental to their health, I'm selling them out. We big on that terminology in African Americans. Mm-hmm. I'm putting you in a situation where I know you're not going to win. And I'm not even getting handsomely compensated for it. That's a problem. But you have the same situation when another school goes to Nebraska and play and they get 1.4, 1.7. Another school goes to Penn State or go to one of these other schools and they get 1.5 or they get 1.3. They're doing better business.
Right.
To me, isn't the value not in the school that could beat me? It's in the school that I'm going to beat. Because I really just played a setup game just to beat you, right? If I'm paying you, that means I need to whoop you.
Yeah.
Right? When a boxer pays another boxer, they paying him to what? Whoop him. Mayweather ain't finna pay you if his purse is $20 million and he paying you $15 million. No. He's going to pay you significantly less because he know he going to whoop you.
Yeah.
It don't make sense to me, man. The numbers just don't add up to me. Yeah. That's a problem for me.
Who negotiates that from the school?
It has to be the AD.
The AD does it?
Yes.
Okay.
So. Yeah. Because I remember when I used to play basketball, and I remember I used to see, like, Coppin State. They used to always – their first 15 games was on the road. They play Ohio State, Michigan.
Beatdowns. Pocket's fat, though.
Like, start the season off, like, 0-10, 0-12.
Yeah. I was going to say, the SEC has that one week every year. They're like, this is Cupcake City. Why are you playing UCL Monroe?
Because it's a pay game for them.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to make sure you get compensated enough. It's not worth my kids getting hurt. Then I got to go and talk them. You know what? We could do it next week. I know what happened last week. I'm sorry about that. We had to go get the bag. That's what the conversation should be. We had to go get the bag. Yeah. But guess what? Yeah. We could do it this week. We could beat them.
Yeah.
But I can't do it. I can't sell my kids like
that. That's what I'm saying. Even when you get the bag, it's still coming back to the school, not necessarily the program.
Go. And you ain't even bringing enough back because you got to make it back home.
Right.
And you didn't even get enough to even make it back home with a bag.
And at some point, a conversation has to be had about funding for these schools, especially the state schools, because it's like, why? A lot of these, Ohio State's a state school. Mm-hmm. Like, Florida State's a state school. But why the black state schools never get any money at
enrollment.
All?
Enrollment. You got to talk about enrollment. And we got to quit, stop accepting whatever they give us. They can't just throw no money at you and you say, oh, thank you. No, man. Stop accepting the foolishness that they give you. If you accept peanuts, they're going to think you're a monkey. Sooner or later, you got to stop dancing and clapping for the little dimes they're throwing in your plate. And you got to demand, we deserve more, and this is why, and it's documented.
So one of the things you talked about, obviously, is the facilities. If we're going to grow and win, with winning comes success, comes more money. I know, even like here, when you came here, this room we were sitting in did not exist.
No, it didn't.
Right.
So the practice field did not exist. Practice field did not exist. None of this existed. And we're thankful that we have an AD that knows how to fight. And we partner and we communicate and we articulate to one another the needs and the thoughts and the process of getting them.
Yeah.
Then I got partners.
Right.
And who help.
And then one of the things that kind of got glossed over was, like, even when this wasn't ready, Coach Prom said, look, take half of whatever I'm making, make it happen.
Yeah, I had to finish.
Get it done.
I had to get it done. Because I'm going, I get tired of telling people this. Sooner or later, you just, hey, man, I do it. I'm going to only tell you to cut the grass 3 times. Okay, after that, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm not going to sit up here and just cry. I'm going to give you an opportunity to do what you've been handsomely paid to do, your job. Then again, I'm going to do it.
So you've become the most recognizable person in the state of Mississippi. And I don't even think it's close, probably by a landslide. So with that, I'm assuming there's a lot on your plate that you probably necessarily didn't sign up for. So we just had...
No, I'm not going to say that.
No?
Everything that's on my plate, I've been through the process at the youth level, at the high school level, or at some level. God has taken me through it in the dark. So when you hit the lights, I was ready.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.